Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Practical Guide to CBT, From Stress to Strength, by Claire Pollard, is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding and applying cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT principles in their life. CBT is a widely recognized and effective treatment for managing mental health issues, particularly stress and anxiety. Claire Pollard, with her extensive experience as a clinical psychologist, distills complex psychological theories into understandable and actionable guidance. This book stands out by not only explaining the theoretical foundations of CBT, but also by offering practical strategies for applying CBT principles to everyday life. Its aim is to empower readers to transform their stress into strength by changing the way they think and behave. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a form of psychological treatment that has been proven effective for a range of problems including depression, anxiety disorders, alcohol and drug use problems, marital problems, eating disorders, and severe mental illness. Numerous research studies suggest that CBT leads to significant improvement in functioning and quality of life. In this therapy, the individual works with a therapist in a structured way, attending a limited number of sessions. CBT helps the individual become aware of inaccurate or negative thinking so they can view challenging situations more clearly and respond to them in a more effective way. Claire Pollard's book, A Practical Guide to CBT, delves into the core principles of this therapy, making it accessible for readers who want to understand how changing their thought processes can positively affect their behavior and emotions. Secondly, techniques and strategies for managing stress. One of the focal points of A Practical Guide to CBT is providing readers with concrete techniques and strategies for managing stress. Stress, when left unchecked, can lead to significant psychological and physical health issues. The book outlines various CBT techniques such as cognitive restructuring, behavioral activation, and relaxation training. Cognitive restructuring involves learning to challenge and change irrational or maladaptive thoughts that contribute to stress. Behavioral activation encourages individuals to engage in activities they enjoy or find meaningful, which can improve mood and reduce stress. Relaxation training techniques, such as deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation, are also covered, helping readers to reduce physical symptoms of stress. Claire Pollard provides practical exercises and examples to help readers implement these strategies, making the management of stress more approachable and achievable. Thirdly, building emotional resilience. Building emotional resilience is a crucial topic explored in A Practical Guide to CBT. Emotional resilience refers to one's ability to adapt to stressful situations or crises. The stronger your emotional resilience, the easier it is to bounce back from adversity. Pollard discusses how CBT can be used to build this resilience by changing maladaptive thought patterns and behaviors that contribute to emotional fragility. By fostering a positive attitude, enhancing problem-solving skills, and promoting adaptive coping strategies, individuals can improve their capacity to handle life's challenges. The book provides practical advice and exercises to help readers develop these skills, emphasizing the importance of resilience in achieving overall well-being and reducing the impact of stress. Fourthly, CBT for overcoming anxiety. Anxiety can be crippling, affecting every aspect of a person's life. A Practical Guide to CBT addresses how CBT can be specifically applied to combat anxiety. It discusses techniques such as exposure therapy, where the individual is gradually exposed to the source of their anxiety in a controlled and safe manner, helping them reduce fear and avoidance behaviors. The book also explores how mindfulness and cognitive restructuring can be used to manage anxious thoughts and feelings. Claire Pollard's guidance helps readers understand the roots of their anxiety and provides them with the tools to challenge and change the thought processes that fuel it. By providing a clear roadmap for overcoming anxiety through CBT, this book is an essential resource for anyone looking to manage their anxiety more effectively. Lastly, improving relationships. Through CBT, CBT is not just effective for individual mental health issues. It also offers significant benefits for improving interpersonal relationships. A Practical Guide to CBT explores how the principles of CBT can be applied to better navigate and enhance relationships. It discusses how communication patterns can be improved, how to set healthy boundaries, and how to use problem-solving skills to address conflicts constructively. By applying CBT techniques, individuals can learn to reduce negative behaviors and thought patterns that harm relationships. Claire Pollard provides readers with practical strategies for developing greater empathy, understanding, and patience, which are crucial for healthy and harmonious relationships. This aspect of the book is particularly beneficial for those looking to improve their personal and professional relationships through the principles of cognitive behavioral therapy. In conclusion, A Practical Guide to CBT, From Stress to Strength, by Claire Pollard is an essential read for anyone interested in personal development, mental health, and effective strategies for dealing with anxiety, stress, and relationship issues. This book offers valuable insights into how CBT works and provides practical real-world strategies for applying CBT principles in daily life. Its easy-to-understand approach makes it accessible to both individuals new to CBT and those with some understanding of psychological practices. By offering guidance on building emotional resilience, managing stress, overcoming anxiety, and improving relationships, Pollard's book can benefit a wide range of readers. Whether you are dealing with personal challenges or simply interested in learning more about cognitive behavioral therapy, this book provides tools that can lead to significant improvements in well-being and life satisfaction. If you would like to support Claire Pollard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.